Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, well, what do you think of this, Wilma? Mighty funny.
Here's Johnny.
Rosebud. I could have been a contender.
What we've got here is...
That's hysteria!
Dogs and cats living together. It's time to talk about movies. You know, we've got Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here, as usual. Rafer's film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, who's also culture producer for the Takeaway. And last week, we kind of talked about the sort of bleak weather outlook when it came to movies. There wasn't much to see that was good last weekend. And I wonder if maybe the forecast is a little better this weekend. Let's talk about some kind of big blockbusters coming out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty big releases.
Yeah, definitely.
Beginning with number two in the Sherlock Holmes, what I can only assume will be a longer running series. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. We have Robert Downey Jr. back. We've got Jude Law back. And we have Rachel McAdams back and Guy Ritchie directing. Our verdict on this film?
I would say this is an improvement over the last film, which I thought was a very messy, kind of chaotic film that didn't make a lot of sense. This one, I have to say, has a lot more brain power involved, a much smarter script, and you've got Professor Moriarty finally on the scene, which is his, you know, Sherlock Holmes'
best
great
villain.
And he really, I think, Jared Harris is the actor who plays him. He's really good, and I feel like the scenes with him and Robert Downey Jr. together are the first time I've really seen that character, the Sherlock Holmes character, really come to life for the first time. And so I thought that was really good. So I liked that one.
And for you, Kristen?
Well, I didn't get a chance to see the new one, but I hated the first one so much that maybe I deliberately didn't show up for the screening
for the second.
I really couldn't stand the first one.
But you don't buy Downey Jr. as Sherlock?
It's not
a character issue.
The movie is so self-consciously clever and trying to always draw attention to, look at how we made this happen. Look at how this special effect occurred, and I just found it incredibly tiresome. I didn't want to see the mechanics. I just wanted to enjoy the film.
All right, but Rafer, this one is a good watch.
Yeah, I mean, Kristen, I don't think this will please you much, but I mean, it's essentially the same kind of stuff, but it is much more of an actual plot with actual clues and an actual mystery, so you kind of do feel like Sherlock Holmes is relying on his mental acuity to get this whole thing solved, and that's kind of fun to watch. And things do come together pretty nicely at the end,
and
I felt.
And Guy Ritchie is usually pretty good at bringing some good special effects onto the
screen. I always feel like he overdoes it a little bit, but, you know, which he does again here. But, you know, but again, I think it's a slight improvement over the last. These movies, I think, are guilty pleasures for me. I always grudgingly come out thinking, well, okay, actually, I had some fun.
I enjoyed myself for a couple hours.
I will not be seeing that.
Another movie that will probably include a lot of explosions and special effects is in limited release this weekend, and it's another sequel, and it's Mission Impossible. The latest one is called Ghost Protocol. Again, we've got Tom Cruise, but this time we've got Jeremy Renner in it, and Brad Bird directs it, very surprisingly, which I thought was a genius move. Let's take a listen.
Okay, so we enter the party separately as guests. Ethan quarterbacks while Gene gets the
codes from the billionaire. I switch off the fan, you jump into the computer array, and I catch you. You plug in the transmitter, then Ethan feeds me the codes, which I then use to pinpoint Hendrik's location.
Okay, breezed over something I think really important. The computer array part, where I just jump.
And I catch you.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard to grasp?
All right, a little bit confusing there, but I understand that the movie itself isn't that confusing. Is that right?
Well, it's a lot of there's a lot of tech talk in this movie. That's Simon Pegg playing Benji, who's the requisite techie hacker guy.
Right.
You know, I enjoyed this movie. It's a lot of fun. I feel like this is the movie's. Do you remember when Roger Moore took over as James Bond?
Yes.
And the franchise went kind of light, kinda
goofy,
funny, silly. Yeah. This is the franchise's Moonraker moment. It's all getting very, it's very techy, you know.
Is that
cartoony.
Because of the director?
Right. I mean, you as a Brad Bird fan,
big Brad Bird fan,
you will notice from the opening
director
scene
of the
and
Incredibles,
the opening
the
whole movie feels exactly like The Incredibles. That could be a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, if you want some serious kind of neck snapping action, you're not going to get it from this particular Mission Impossible. But it may broaden the audience, and it may they bring a lot of people in. I think if you had, say, it's PG-13 film, but if you had like a 9-year-old, I think you could probably bring him to this movie and he'd probably have a lot of fun.
Well, but Kristen, you went to see this one.
I loved it.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about, Rafer. No neck-snapping action. The action was phenomenal in this. It was like watching a live-action cartoon. I felt that Brad Bird was the perfect person to direct this because, much like The Incredibles and all the other Pixar movies he's made, he says, I don't think there's any obstacle these characters can't overcome. They're going to fly off this building. They're going to jump into a fan directly while it's moving. They're going to do anything that you think is impossible, but it's mission impossible. They're going
to do it all. To me, that took a little bit of the tension out of the film, though. They have access to such incredible technology, and the Russians, who are the villains in this one, have nothing. They have like a faulty payphone or two, and the Americans just have absolutely everything. You know, it's a little hard to get too worked up about things.
That might appeal to a certain audience here in the United States.
Yes, that's true.
There's one other limited release movie, and this is Carnage. And Kristen, you're the one that saw this. An incredible cast: Kate Winslet, Jodie Foster, John C. Reilly. And this was directed by Roman Polanski, which is also a little bit of a rare occurrence. How was this one?
You know, the acting, obviously, with that cast, it's phenomenal. Everybody in the cast, the director, they've all been nominated for Oscars. And it's notable that both Jodie Foster and Kate Winslet yesterday got Golden Globe nominations mm-hmm. for their acting also for this film. The acting's great, but I do have to say, it's like being trapped at the very worst parent-teacher conference of all time with the most dysfunctional self-important, navel-gazing parents in the whole world. But
Park Slopers, I believe.
Yes,
that's right.
They live in Brooklyn in a condo.
Where we both live.
It's a documentary.
I am one of them. I am a Park Slope parent.
But if you like people who are yelling at each other in one room for an hour and a half with a little bit of vomiting, you're going to love this movie.
I actually read a review in which somebody said it was a well-acted, bad reality show.
That's a great review.
Well, it's based on a stage play, right? So it's
Yes. And you can tell because it really is very claustrophobic. I can see where this would have worked well on the stage since it's entirely in one room.
All right. So it sounds like out of the three of these, Sherlock Holmes, Mission Impossible, or Carnage, you guys recommend Mission Impossible.
I would say Mission Impossible or Sherlock Holmes. They'll both do fine for a good sort of, you know, Christmas week, lightweight action
and
film.
And both okay for the kids?
I would say so, sure.
Okay. Don't bring
kids
your
are grown
kids
up
to
these
carnage.
Days.
I don't think they'd fall asleep. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and both hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.